And welcome back to In Focus. Brady Bowman with you on this Wednesday morning, just a little after 9:35. As always, any comments, questions, concerns, 785-537-1350. Dave will pick up the phone, and you'll get to talk with Dave. And what more do you want on a Wednesday?
Some people have a very low threshold of what's exciting in their lives.
Hey, you know, whatever works. Whatever works, right? Here with Mary Mertz and Melissa Wall with the Riley County Farm Bureau.
Good morning, ladies. Good morning.
Thank you. Some things to talk about. Yeah, I think during the break, you're talking about Kids Ag Day a week from today. Sounds fun.
Yeah, that's right. I'll just let Melissa talk about that. She's the coordinator here for that event, and it's going to be an exciting day.
Thank you, Mary, and thank you, Brady. We appreciate being able to bring you information about Kids Ag Day. This is our 15th annual Kids Ag Day, where we bring in all the area third graders from the Riley County School Districts, and we have about 600 third graders along with their teachers, paras, and we do invite the parents and any student teachers to come along, and they have the opportunity to go through 15 different stations, which we have presenters at each one of them that are area farmers and ranchers and also people who are in the industry.
600 third graders in one place.
Yeah, it's pretty exciting. We bring them in, and we have a group that comes in the morning and a group that comes in the afternoon.
And you talked about some of these stations. What are at some of these stations? What are some of the activities?
Well, some of the different stations they go through. We have one with beef cattle, and so that's always interesting because the students are just shocked how basically the beef cattle are utilized in everyday lives for each and every one of us as far as meat and then the byproducts and how they're utilized. We have a horse station. We also have goats, sheep. We have a station on farm safety because that is very, very important, especially now that more and more of our families are further removed from the farm. So when they have the opportunity to go out to a farm, they need to be aware of the safety issues that are out there. We also have a beekeeping station, which is really exciting because, you know, without our pollinators, we wouldn't be here with all of the production that we have in food. And then the station that I'll let Mary talk about that's near and dear to her heart is the corn station. We also have water station, and then we also bring in the wheat commission to talk about wheat and the soybean commission in regards to soybean and all the different products that involve soybeans.
And if you could remind our listeners, and mainly me because I worry I missed it, where is this going to happen at again?
We have it up at the Riley County Fairgrounds because we used to go to a working farm, and then due to transportation costs for bringing in that many third graders, we made the decision to bring it on to the fairgrounds, which is a little bit more centralized location. We still have to bus children in, but it's not as many schools being bused in when we were going to a working farm.
And Mary, the corn station, let you talk about that.
Yeah, I've had the pleasure of being a corn lady at the booth for, several years now. And it's quite an experience to have all these third graders come up to us, and they're so enthusiastic and actually attentive and want to hear all about the kinds of things that they don't know about corn. One of the things I ask the kids and the parents that are with the kids as well is, well, how many ears of corn do you think are on a stalk in the field? And you'll have answers like 5 or 6, and of course there's always the kid who says 100.
That would have been me.
Yeah. but when I tell them it's just one, they're usually very surprised.
Wait, really? It is just one?
Just one.
And I worked on a farm in high school. I thought I was going to go with 5 or 6, honestly.
See, I wasn't paying attention. Originally, before I moved to a farm 30 years ago, I would have said the same thing. But so we talk about that, and we talk about all the kinds of foods that they'll find in their kitchen cabinets that will have the byproducts of corn starch and corn syrup. And, we'll say go home and ask your parents if there's corn in this product or that product. And then we'll also talk about corn being used as fuel in ethanol. So it's a very educational experience and a fun experience. We say that there's corn in the pizza that they're going to eat that day, and as well as other grains that have booths there or exhibits. And So we just really connect it and tie it in a lot of different ways so that they leave there with a much better understanding of agriculture.
It really is amazing. You look about any food product, you look at the ingredients, there's usually corn of some type, yeah, some variety involved somehow. The big thing about this program, and I think Melissa, you touched on it a little bit, you're talking about a lot of kids, an increasing population of kids who are removed from actual farms and seeing all that kind of in action in some way. Is there a hope that this might kind of instill an interest for some of these kids to maybe pursue agriculture later?
Well, I hope so. And I hope if it doesn't necessarily bring them back to the farm or ranching industry, that it does bring them into the agriculture industry. When we first started Kids Ag Day 15 years ago, we would ask everybody who is either from a farm or their parents were raised on a farm, or their grandparents maybe were raised on a farm or currently on a farm. At that time, we had about half of the students raising their hands that, yes, they had knowledge of a farm or the agriculture industry or ranching. Now, when you ask that question, we barely have a quarter of the students that raise. So that transition has happened where we're further and further removed from the farm. But the neat part about it is that agriculture is in everyone's lives. It touches everyone in such a different way. And the opportunity for our future generations to be involved in agriculture, that horizon is broadening all the time.
That's very true. As technology continues to progress, it's hard to find something that's not affected by agriculture in some way. Like you said, it's such a broad industry. I was involved in FFA very heavily throughout high school, and again, worked on a family farm, not my family, but a family friend. And I always tell people some of the most honest work I've ever done in my life and will ever do in my life was on a family farm. And I wish I could go back, because when you're young and you're working on the farm, your main concern is Friday nights and and not working and your school activities. But if I could go back, I would really like to just work another week on the farm sometime, because you're seeing, I think the biggest thing is that you're seeing nature. You're seeing kind of real life. And for some people and some kids removed from that, I think you forget that you're seeing, you know, real stuff, real nature, the real earth, if you will.
Oh, definitely. And, you know, they're always interested in what we have to present. Like, for example, we bring baby chicks in for our poultry station, and then we also bring in eggs. I know that seems ridiculous, but by the time you have a whole display of eggs, anything from a small quail egg up to a duck egg, and every color that you can just imagine under the sun, it brings on kind of a new perspective for each and every one of those students that have that opportunity to see them.
Variety, right? The spice of life. Although I will admit, I do not miss cleaning out those grain bins in July when it was like 110 degrees out. I don't need to go back to that anytime soon.
I don't know. My husband would say that builds character. But.
Oh, it did. I think Dave would probably agree that my character got built pretty decently on that. Let's go ahead and go to another break, 9:44. We'll come back and go down the home stretch here on this hour of In Focus right here on News Radio KMAN.
Okay, everyone, Mother's Day is next week. Do you know what you're getting?